The International Joint Commission has done its first major review in almost a decade on cleanup of so-called Great Lakes areas of concern. The IJC says only two of the 43 U.S. and Canadian harbors are cleaned up, and another two are in recovery. Work is still ongoing at all the Wisconsin hotspots at Milwaukee, Sheboygan, Green Bay, Marinette, and Superior. Dennis Shornack chairs the IJC's U.S. section. He says a lot of time has been spent planning cleanups, but there are still unclear cleanup goals.
For example, if it's fish contamination, we want fish that are safe to eat, but we don't know how, in many cases, at the local level, at the specific area of concern, a target hasn't been set for how far to clean up PCBs or mercury in the sediments.
Shornack says some sites also need better maps and more definition of who's accountable for accomplishing and monitoring the cleanup. Even so, Congress and the Bush administration have approved $270 million for harbor cleanups over the next 5 years. Shornack says before the Great Lakes Congress members muck wrestle for the money, the EPA needs to more clearly establish priorities on where the funds should go.
I'm sure there's going to be battles. I think Congress is often more inclined to step in and exert political pressure that goes outside of an established methodology for applying the money. So it's partly it's a challenge to EPA to have a defensible, clear process.
The IJC says the U.S. and Canadian governments ought to report every 2 years on the health of the hotspots ecosystem. But the IJC only makes recommendations and has no enforcement powers. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.